I'm on the phone with Kendall Marvel. He's joining me this morning. And you know what's interesting besides morning, Kendall? How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Good. You know that I've ownership is an interesting word. I have followed you since you were not more than 10 years old. And right, and did one of your first commercials for you, as far as I know, that were ever done for you when you were very young, in an appearance for this at the Saline County Fair. And I just feel like you're one of mine. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I do know what you mean, yeah.
And whenever I see a story that I remember doing your commercials for you at the Saline County Fair to selling out the Grand Ole Opry, I think that's a great story, Ark. That is a great story.
I think it's a very exciting story.
You know, you've got two shows tonight. I know the first is sold out. They sold the second one out yet? Because I know it's close.
It's still close. I think they hold back a few tickets. I hope it sells out.
So do I.
There's a bunch of acts on. I'm not sure exactly who's playing. I know Ashley Monroe's on it, and she's fantastic. So they'll all be good, I'm sure.
Right. All right, so let's talk about this, because when I was talking about the interview coming up and you were doing the Grand Ole Opry, you know, your second album is out now. The first one I really adored. I haven't got a chance to listen to much of the second one, to be honest with you, Kendall. But it's an all-star lineup on there. But where are you from Southern Illinois? Because I was saying first Harrisburg boy, and then I said, no, that's not right. He's Saline County boy. So which one's right?
Actually, I grew up in a little place called West End. It's right on the west end of Saline County between Glacier and Thompsonville.
And, you know, the family, so that puts you in Saline County by
100 feet, 200 feet, something like that.
Yeah. But Southern Illinois, you know, being a home, a great place. Is that what inspires you to your songwriting, your experiences here?
Sometimes, yeah. It does, yeah. I mean, there's a, you know, coming from a rural area like that, that's what country music is all about. Rural stuff and honest lyrics and, yeah, I get a lot of that from home.
Sometimes it's blunt poetics, if that makes sense. A certain bluntness.
It makes perfect sense.
You know, that you and I both grew up with.
Sure.
You know, but there's another person that we need to talk about this morning. And his name is Lucky Leroy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never got to know Lucky Leroy, just through stories. From my dad and my grandpa and all them. And I never, you know, his show, when it was aired, was years and years before I was in the music business. And but I hear nothing but good things about the dude. I'm sure he was very entertaining from what they say.
Well, and he went on to do a lot of other things in his life as well. Because there's this heritage that's behind you as well. Those stories, I think, are inspirations as well. And Lucky Leroy, you know, he had records, he had band. He worked for Mr. O.L. Turner, who I also worked for. And Mr. Turner told me stories about Lucky Leroy. He's, you know, and O.L. had an eye for talent, and he relied on Lucky Leroy. It was Lucky Leroy and Pie Plant Pete, Claude Moy, who was the guy who taught Les Paul how to play guitar. Those are those two legends from our region that kind of is your heritage.
No kidding. That's pretty fantastic.
All right, so when it comes to playing when you were 10 years old, where was your first gig?
You know, I can't exactly remember where my first actual gig was that I played solo on, but the first time I ever played with a band, I was 10 years old, and it was at Fred's Dance Barn. My dad took me over there to sit in with the local band. I don't remember who the band was, to tell you the truth.
Fred's Dance Barn. There's some heritage.
I used to play at West Frankfort a lot out of Pittsburgh. We had a little place called the Pit Stop out there, and a bunch of little bike bars my dad hung out in, you know. Played in War Dads and Harrisburg and places like that, Shawneetown, anywhere they let me sit there and play some music.
Well, the question is, since Shawneetown is old or new, is the question there?
Both. we started in old town,
right?
And we ended up playing a lot in Shawneetown as well. So.
All right, so you're kind of like my guy, you're my neighbor, you're from my area, you're playing the Grand Ole Opry, sold out shows, your second album's out. And that, when I say second album is out, sells you short, because what you have contributed to other people with your songwriting skills. Well, songwriters sometimes don't get all the credit they deserve, but you have put the words in the mouths of a lot of famous country singers.
Yeah, I was really lucky with the, in the songwriting world. You know, I did my first 20 years in Nashville. That's what I've done. You know, I spent that by choice. You know, I obviously moved here to be a singer, and that didn't take off, and the songwriting did. You know, and I got to stay home and raise my kids up, get them grown, and not miss anything of theirs, and I wouldn't change any of that. And songwriting has been very good to me.
And then in the process, you made associations that have now turned into contributors to your album, not only your songwriting, but those a couple of hot guitar solos that are in your new album as well. I mean, that you, when you went into that songwriting thing, you made associations that you have now started to use for yourself. I mean, did you co-write every song with this to challenge yourself by your songwriting, by having other people, other friends help?
Oh, sure. You know, and that's always fun, especially when you're just writing somebody like Dan Auerbach. You know, that's who produced my record with me and performing, him and Dave Ferguson, the band's in the Black Keys. You know, and they're a pretty popular little rock and roll band. And it's very challenging to write with people from different genres like that. It took me somewhere different with my songs. This album was totally different than my first record. And it was so much fun to do, and I look forward to expanding my musical taste more, you know, on the next one.
Well, here's the thing. I used the word country a couple of moments ago when it came to country singing. And the fact is, I've read a couple of published reports, and you're not exactly a big fan of the big pop country music scenario. You and I both see eye to eye, by the way, on that. You and I were both raised on Willie and Waylon, and on the list goes of those outlaw countries, which has a pretty strong rock theme in it as well.
Sure, and you're exactly right. It does. There's a fine line between good rock and roll and good old country music. You know, a lot of the fans of both of those kind of go together. But the new pop stuff, you know, a lot of them guys are my friends. I've known Luke Bryan, a lot of them guys, since they moved to town. And they're good dudes. I love them to death. You know, it's just their musical taste and my musical taste is two different things.
And you know what's
I wish people would just, their corporate radio would just make a little more room for some more traditional guys as well, you know.
I mean, when you do you label yourself? I mean, do you think outlaw country, lonesome, ornery, and mean? I mean, how do you define yourself when you think about this? Or do you just don't go out there and just be you?
Well, outlaw country is kind of a weird word. You know, outlaw don't mean just fighting songs and drinking songs. If there was outlaw, that was term was coined by a lady, Hazel Smith, actually, here in Nashville, and she was talking about Waylon and Willie and them guys. And it was just because they didn't do things normal. You know what I mean? They done things the way they wanted to do, so they considered them outlaws.
So I'm doing the commercials for the Saline County Fair, and I do them, and I say, and, you know, this tonight, and then Kendall Marvel. And they come back from the production department and say, no, he doesn't want that. He wants to stand out. He wants you to you call him Kendall Marvel.
Oh, boy. The things you do when you're young.
Well, you were there's young and there's really, really young. And for that, and it's one of the reasons I'm going, okay, if that's what he wants, I'm going to do it for him because I'm going to help my boy out here. So, and it's weird because about that same time, Exile is performing at the state fair, the Saline County Fair. You're playing Grand Ole Opry on tonight, Friday night, and Exile is playing the Marion Civic Center tonight. So,
that's cool.
And 6 Degrees, Kendall Marble, who's been great, putting up with me today. Kendall.
Old habits die hard.
Do they? Well, I was trained to do it the way you wanted it done. I tell you what, I'm really excited about this opportunity and this tour, and I hope you'll come back and visit and share with us because I'm looking forward to your success. I know it's there, and I know you'll keep swinging at it, and you've got a lot of friends helping you. I just feel you've reached that point, and I'm really happy to see it.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on this morning as well.